Hello everyone and welcome back to Fish and Wall. I'm your host Chameleon and today we will be solving a murder. Yes, we're going to solve some murder mysteries. Starting with this quiz one that I found. It looked quite interesting. Okay. You're not sure when the package arrived to the door. It wasn't there this morning. You've been home all day. No knock, no noise, no return address, no clue. Inside is a letter that reads, "We have your loved one. Do not call for help. We're watching your every move. If you ignore this order, your loved one will die. We will send for you tonight. Come with nothing aside from your suspicious mind. We ask only that you play along. Do that and your loved one will return home to you. Solve the murder mystery and you will be handsomely rewarded. We will send for you." Your heart starts to race. You check at the clock. First, you thought it was a joke, but your loved one was supposed to be home by now. You check the window. Nothing. What do you do? What can you do? Who is this we? We are supposed to... Where are we supposed to be going? You hear a car pull up. Footsteps knocking. "Hello, Professor Black?" "That's not your name." "Tonight you will be known as Mr. Black. Please follow me. We will drive you where you need to go." What else can you do? You grab your coat. You passed instructions as you get in the car. Demonstrate accurate suspiciousness to earn points. Identify the person behind it all to win it. Ready to play? Can you solve this murder mystery? Alright, you arrive at the house. Our question is, the butler, Mr. White, the blue dress woman, Mrs. Blue, the bald man, Mr. Brown, or keep going. Keep to yourself and wait before showing your cards. Let's do that one. Alright, we chose keep yourself and wait before showing your cards. The butler takes your coat. You see a brunette woman sitting in a blue dress staring at you, mysteriously from the back of the room. There's a bald man leaning over the fireplace, keeping to himself. You also see out of the corner of your eye a butler going through your coat pocket. At least you think you do. Or, who do you speak with first? Oh, I was supposed to read that before choosing. Oops. I want to talk to Mr. Brown, I guess. Let's go to Mr. Brown. Actually, no. We're going to keep to ourselves still. Alright, the other guests have arrived. There's a woman. Beautiful. She's flirting with everyone, including you. There's another man. A handsome man in a tux who walked directly into the dining room alone. Finally, a woman with a green coat. A coat that the butler did not take. Now that you've seen everyone, who are you most suspicious of? Green-coated woman, the man from the dining room, Mr. Yellow, the flirty woman, Mr. Raj, or someone from the last group. The butler, I'm still suspicious of, because he didn't take the coat, but then the guy, he walked straight into the dining room, just alone. The butler... Okay, what do you guys think? Just come up with. I want to say someone from the last group still. You introduce yourself. Now that you decide to take everyone's conversation, you hear Mr. Brown discussing something about a hangover. You hear Miss Roger talking loudly about being single or something like that. You hear Miss Blue discussing raising her stakes. Which of these conversations are you most interested in? Who's Miss Blue again? Or Miss Green? I want to say none. You know what? We're going to go talk to Miss Rogue. Okay. You walk through the room eavesdropping. Okay. There's Mr. Yellow taking his investments on internet, or... investing. Mr. Green is discussing a funeral of some sort, or Miss Green, sorry, and Mr. White is discussing his other job at his real job. Now that you've heard them all, what conversation do you want to know more about? I think Mr. White. Yeah. As you prepare to speak, you guess the guest of your choice. Who's Mr. Brown? Let's go back and check that real fast. The butler is Mr. White. Okay, so that's who we want to talk to, and Mr. Brown is a bald man. Okay. The butler, Mr. Y, taps his glass and says, "Excuse me, everyone. I want you all to know that I, too, here, against my will, I know nothing more of than anything. My final instruction that you are to ask everyone to sit in the dining room. As everyone walks into the next room, Mr. White tells you to sit beside the person you choose. Who do you choose?" Mr. White, sitting in the room watching. I'm gonna say Mr. White. No, wait, Mr. Brown. Mrs. Blue is sitting attentively. Mr. Brown is sitting with his head down in his hands. Oh, they're all very suspicious. Mr. White is watching everyone. We're gonna do Mr. White. I'm very suspicious of Mr. White. Everyone looks suspiciously at each other, as if they're afraid to sit down first. Mrs. Green slumps into a chair and looks solemnly ahead. Mr. Yellow looks ahead, sits in a chair, and inspects his silverware. Miss Rogue informs you that she would like to sit next to you. Who do you want to sit next to? We'll do Miss Rogue, I guess. As you wait, not knowing what will come next, you hear a commotion coming up from the room next door. You guess it's the kitchen, and you guess it's confirmed that the woman comes out wheeling a food cart. She serves food, but your attention is pulled in another direction. What are you looking at? Mr. Yellow's knife missing. Mr. Green? Or Mr. White staring wide-eyed at the cook? I don't know. Want to say Mr. Yellow. His knife is missing. Passes you a letter. It reads, I am only here to cook. I have no information. Do not ask because I cannot speak. You read it out loud, but your attention is still caught by something else. You're looking out. Miss Blue staring at Mr. White. Mr. Brown staring at Miss Yellow. As a matter of fact, it was something from the last group. It would are playing footsies with you. Miss Rowe is playing footsies with me. Or with you, or whatever. Let's do Mr. Brown or Miss Rogue. The food is all on the table. The wine is now being poured. You noticed a few strange things that guests are doing around the table, but no one is making you suspicious. But only one is making you suspicious, which is remember things that caught your attention most. Remember what your instructions are about demonstrating accurate suspicion. Mr. Yellow's fork is now missing. Miss Blue is not eating her steak. Miss Green is not eating at all, staring at a plate. I want to say Mr. Yellow's fork is now missing. Okay, next. As your eyes pass over this group of the people to next, Miss Brown has refused. Or let's read first. The cook leaves the room, reeling now an empty cart with her. As she leaves you continue to eye on the other guests, deciding carefully what person's actions are most suspicious. Of the groups of the guests at the table, things that is making the most suspicious is Mr. Brown has refused wine in his glass. Miss Rogue is looking at a short piece of hair. Mr. White watched the cook the whole way. I'm gonna say Mr. White. Okay, even though you weren't sure if you were going to eat. Before you even got a chance to really think about it, the lights go out. You hear shuffling and a door open. Loud noise from the kitchen. Another door, then more shuffling. The lights come back on. As you get up, you react to the noise, like most others in the room. Remember that you're in a game, and it's probably part of it. You pay attention to others and made the most suspicious of. Mr. White is the first into the next room. For the first time, Mrs. Green seems interested in something else, the noise. Mr. Brown is giving orders to go in the next room. I'm going to say Mr. White. As those three moved in the direction of the noise, Miss Rogue are in the next room you go, there you notice that there's three remaining guests that are not in the other room. As you make your way toward the kitchen, you're still considering what that is most suspicious. What do you think? Miss Rogue is still smiling. You, Mr. Yellow, is lingering by the now empty spots on the table. Mrs. Blue is still sitting down. You're not in. I'm interested in Mr. Yellow. That's when you hear the Mr. White yelling. "Oh my God," Mr. Brown says, "everyone in here now." And Miss Green muttering about something, you remaining about the guests into the kitchen. You see the cook is dead on the ground. It's very sad, yes, but the only thing that you can't stop focusing is on, there's half empty wine glass on the counter. There's a half-eaten steak on the counter. There's a bloody steak knife in the on the counter. I'm going to say there's a bloody steak knife on the counter. We all stand around in this. Wait. Mr. Yellow had his knife missing. So, maybe. Each of you is reacting differently, but everyone seems to aware that they're involved in a game. In fact, if you have gotten up in not a big way, they're concerned for your own safety, but you're more suspicious about... Alright, now. So, we're more suspicious about Miss Green having her... has thrown her green coat over the body. She's in all black. Mr. White is sobbing. Miss Rogue is bent over, expecting the body. None of these concerns you as much as other stuff you noticed earlier. That's probably what we're gonna do. You completed your next move when your decision is basically made for you. A loud dong sounds you back into the living room. You arrive and see that the clock is making a noise, but a tray has appeared on the coffee table. It contains a letter for every person. The letter informs you to tell everyone which loved one has been taken from you. So you do. Here's what you hear. Mr. Brown says they have his wife. Mr. Yellow says they have his daughter. Miss Rogue says they have her husband. Miss Rogue, because she kept playing footsies with us and being flirty and stuff, so I'm going to say Mrs. Rogue. Okay, each person continues to divulge who the mystery host has been taken from them. As each guest speaks, your attention split. You still don't know who had killed the cook. Did no one expect a body? Why has no one asked the cook how they died? But they deal with the letter first. Mr. Blue says they took her dog. Mr. White says they took his wife and his daughter. Okay, that's a little suspicious because they took both of them for Mr. White. And Mr. Green says they took her sister. So I'm going to see Mr. White for that one. You continue to listen, but you look over at Mrs. Rogue. The woman who is still staring at you, she said, at you as she has all night, you snap. You inspect the body of the cook, Miss Rogue. What the heck happened to her? Mrs. Rogue responds, she was poisoned. Everyone gasps, but the light goes out again. There's a loud commotion as a loud voice. Someone grabs you and pulls you away. The lights come on. You noticed, and you're suspicious of... Mrs. Blue is walking for the first time. She has a limp. Mr. Brown is hiding his hands. Mr. White is trying to get out of the room. Mr. White's always trying to leave the room. But Mr. Brown's is hiding his hands. Mr. Brown's is best. Yeah. Now the lights are back on and your eyes have adjusted. You notice there are new letters on the table and you start looking around at each of the guests, thinking who you're suspicious of, but you read the letters anyway. It reads, more than one of you is lying about your loved one. Your eyes scan the room. Miss Yellow has red marks on his face. Miss Rogue is standing behind you. I think it's Mrs. Rogue. She's lying. The way that Mrs. Green is looking at you behind makes you curious. You pat on your backside and notice that there's a paper in your pocket, and you see, could she seen it or did she put it there? You secretly take the paper and reads, Mr. White, Mrs. Green, and Mrs. Blue are withholding information. Miss Rogue, Miss Yellow, and Mr. White, and Mr. Brown are lying. Which one of these has you interested? All of them. I'm going to say Miss Rogue, though. You ponder the letter and its secrecy. You decide to investigate the other rooms for the House of Clues. You break up into two groups, and you and your group includes Miss White, Miss Rogue, and Mrs. Blue. You see Mr. White, I think I said Mrs. You search the guest room. Inside, you find folders with guests that aren't in the party. Which information is most interesting? Mr. Yellow has no children. Mr. Brown is not married, and Mrs. Green is recently widowed. Let's go back and see which one that said. Mrs. Green took her sister, took her dog, Mrs. Blue. Mr. Brown said they took his wife. And it says that Mr. Brown is not married. So that one's most interesting. You now begin to wonder if the other group got more information on your group. Miss Blue is allergic to dogs. Mr. White's wife is the cook. Miss Rogue is single. All of that. I'm going to say Miss Rogue. Wait, no. Miss Blue is allergic to dog. Or to dogs. I'm going to say Mrs. Blue. There's too much to think about and your head is swimming. So many lies, so many withheld information. Is everyone lying in the same way? How can you narrow it down? Justin, lights went out. You hear scuffling, yelling, gasping, grunts. Lights come back. Mrs. White, Mrs. Green, and two mysterious young women are lying on the ground, dead. You look around and are most suspicious about Miss Rogue, Miss Brown, Miss Yellow, Miss Blue. Mr. Yellow had a knife, so it's still thinking about all that, so. Alright, everyone is talking over each other frantically. But concerned information rises about the voices, information that sticks in your ears. Each of the people have been stabbed to death. One young woman is Mr. White's daughter. The other is Mrs. Green's sister. You now worry about your loved one could be next, but something else has you suspicious. Mr. Yellow is walking to one of the rooms. Mr. Brown is following Mrs. Yellow. Miss Blue is watching Mrs. Brown, and Mrs. Rogue is lightly whistling. I want to say Mr. Yellow. I've had enough. Your nerves are buzzing around, and you're all at Twitter. You take charges and scream that no one goes anywhere. Surprisingly, everyone listens and congregates back to the bodies. You order everyone to empty their pockets, but inside your pockets is an invitation that the letter was placed in your back pocket. The most suspicious thing you notice about the other guest is Mr. Yellow has an invitation and cutlery. Mr. Brown has a gun and no invitation. Well, whoops. Miss Blue has an invitation and allergic medication. Miss Rogue has an invitation, a dog collar, a letter addresser, and a letter addressed to the cook. I want to say Mr. Yellow, because they were stabbed to death. Keep your suspicions to yourself for now. You ask Mrs. Rogue to read the letter. She does. Miss White, you will cook for the group of people tonight, for your husband and your daughter tonight, or your husband and daughter will die. You will not raise any alarms or give any hints to these people, or your husband and daughter will die. You will also feed your carpenter the captors in the basement, man and the beast, or you will die. Relieved, you move toward the basement. A man with a large briefcase opens the doors. Your families are safe, he says. This briefcase belongs to the person Name the person responsible for this evening. You know who it is, so you will not yell it out loud. I want to say Mr. Yellow. Alright, let's see our results. Mr. White. Mr. White was supposed to be much more. If you guessed him, then you really have been thrown off. The man's dead. Obviously, he didn't do it. I expected him to play the game more appropriately. I told him what would happen and tried to make the other guest aware. He had a larger role to play, so I took extra precautions, taking both his wife and daughter. Heck, I even gave his wife a part to play as well, but she went and broke the rules too. After I disposed her, I knew that Mr. White would become a problem. I'm amazed that you thought it was him. Wait, I didn't think it was him. What? I thought it wasn't. Okay. I didn't think it was Mr. White. I thought it was Mr. Yellow. So I guess we'll never know who really did it. Yep. Okay, so I have figured out every week I will, every Saturday or Sunday, I will be posting a new podcast. So I think next week, I think, we will be. It wasn't Mr. Yellow. Okay, so if it wasn't Mr. Yellow, we have to see who it was. Oh no. All right. So, it wasn't Mr. White. It wasn't Mr. Yellow. Was it Miss Rogan? Oops, we went too far down there. Miss Rogue. Now let's see. Don't think it wasn't her, I don't think. It doesn't say. Wait, you're not blaming her. I don't blame you. She was interesting. Besides, she thought you were the one behind it all, too. She was concerned with the finding her loved one and blaming you that she couldn't see me. The true mastermind at all. Her curiosity worked for me in the other end, and finding her to the cook and reading it out loud, adding some bonus intriguing. Despite how beautiful she is, she didn't discuss odor about her pet owners. Okay, so it wasn't her. Okay, so it wasn't Mr. Jeez. I have no clue who it could be. All right, all right, let's say Mr. Brown. All right, it wasn't Mr. Brown. We have one more person, Miss Blue. So it was Miss Blue all along, would it? Is it? Miss Blue. Miss Blue is the evil mastermind. Though she played her cards tight to her chest, she did not give away some clues. You might have noticed that she was sitting down for much of the night. This is because her plan almost failed thanks to Mr. Rogue's mangy mutt. The dog caused her allergies to flare up, and the dang thing bit her leg. She did not give away some hints, too. Hints you overheard. She gave a warning about steaks to everyone. Luckily, most people picked on and they didn't eat it. Sadly, the cook didn't get the message. If you're reading this, that means you cracked the case and won the prize. Mr. White had to go by making his innocence obvious. He's making odds with his wife and the cook, too, and that's a no-no. Mrs. Green had all but given up. Her recent husband's death made her essentially refuse to play the game. Mr. Yellow's our resident thief from the very beginning. He spent all the time stealing anything he could get his hands on. Mr. Brown was not invited. He was relieved after when that the police officer was tracking Mr. Yellow. Miss Rogue was not in love with you. She was most suspicious of you. So that explains the shuffling noises. I'm really surprised it was Mrs. Blue. I never thought. All right, so join us next week on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day, for another episode of Fishinable. We'll probably be doing another murder mystery because I kind of enjoy them. They're pretty fun. And I hope you have a great evening, day, or whenever you're watching this. Bye!